academic engagement. The transition from one stage of education to the next is often a challenging time in the life of a student. In particular, students transitioning from high school to university often encounter different learning environments, such as large lecture halls, a big change compared to the often smaller classrooms they were used to. Moreover, students are now expected to be completely responsible for their own learning process. All this is combined with the fact that students may not yet have the knowledge and skills expected in the first year at university. The challenges related to how students adapt to this new learning environment are part of the academic engagement category of challenges in the transition to higher education. It is composed of three subgroups: adjusting expectations to reality, upgrading their academic performance, and effectively organizing studies. The expectations of this new environment may not match with the work habits acquired in secondary school. Students may find that they need to develop a whole new way of organizing their time, develop new learning and communication strategies, and find ways of coping with the anxiety of studying. They may have more difficulty succeeding at tests or in group work and at finding new people to talk and connect with. Additionally, students are confronted with new forms of evaluation, dealing with a much larger amount of information and having to cope with these new demands without the constant support they received from the teachers in secondary school. This can be quite drastic for some. Some questions may arise. What is expected from students? Are they self-confident in their own abilities and skills to meet academic expectations? Are their representations of the university studies aligned with reality? How should students perform? In the university context, students are expected to embrace negative feedback within their learning process and advance not only in their disciplinary knowledge, but also in their soft skills, such as teamwork or autonomy. Students should also be able to access quality information and communicate their ideas, and link them with the ideas of others, sources, peers, professors, etc. They are also expected to deal with a heavier workload along with more difficult content and requirements. Some students might also need academic support, but in order to access it, they need to be able to request it from specific university services or academic staff. How should students organize their studies? Adapting to this different academic context involves developing new ways of learning, processing information, and organizing time effectively in order to succeed in this transition. All this needs to be done while continually striving to maintain motivation for their studies. Many students are successful in this newfound independence, but for others, this is a very challenging period, which has the potential to have lasting consequences for their success and well-being as they continue in higher education programs.